As the Five Nations Championship waits for the thaw to get underway again, we're reminded that if it's possible to have a voice that's honed to the sound of rugby football, Bill McLaren's got it. And it's not easy for a London Welshman to concede the point. He's not at all the fiction writer, sports commentator, not for him the fast lane of London life. He's a gentleman who loves to walk the mellow hills of the Scottish borders, who prefers the quiet life of the games master to the politics of the barroom. He loves his rugby and he relishes its stories. He's also, though, the professionals commentator. The shuttle for me from Heathrow to Edinburgh, a drive for Bill McLaren from his beloved Hoyk, and we talk together over a sandwich or two. Bill's a long time, isn't it, that you've been the voice of rugby? 30-odd years, I think, you've been going?
It's amazing, isn't it, how time passes. Yes, I was called to do an audition way back in 1951-52, when the great Springboks were here, Basil Kenyon Springboks. And it was a complete surprise to me. It was actually engineered in secret by my editor of the time, a local editor on the Hoyk Express. And I was persuaded, and that really is the word, he was a very forceful character, much against my will, to go down to Mansfield Park, our own local Hoyk ground, to do a 10-minute audition with six other chaps on the South of Scotland versus South Africa match. That was big stuff in those days, as you can imagine, Gerald. And I was quaking, absolutely petrified. I heard a recording of my bit later on, and the thing that struck me and that was brought home to me forcefully was the fact that although I'd mentioned players, I hadn't said where the game was. I hadn't said whether it was in the 25 or near the touchline, and that was the first lesson I remember vividly, having it driven home that I had to paint the whole picture as a radio commentator. And it's kind of mushroomed from there. I had a lovely quarter of an hour sandwiched between Rex Alston and G.V. Wynne-Jones, who were the great radio commentators of the day, at a Scotland-Wales match at Murrayfield. And that kind of launched me in a way. I became Scotland's sort of radio rugby commentator, and it developed from there. I have to say that I was greatly indebted to Rex Alston in particular in those early days, because he was a delightful gentleman for a start, and he was so keen to help someone like myself, and it was so important in those days to be aided and to be launched in a sense. I can remember once before a France-Scotland game in Paris, he spent half an hour ensuring that my pronunciation of Gérard Dufour was absolutely dead right, and I got pretty fed up with it before the end of it.
You still say it beautifully.
It's deteriorated a little bit since then.